This measles outbreak that seemed to start at Disneyland in California is getting a lot of attention, more than 90 cases so far. Measles is a highly contagious respiratory disease, and we thought it was defeated here in the U.S. Most of these new infections, though, were people who had not been vaccinated, even though health officials recommend that everyone over 12 months of age get the shot. This morning, I read a fascinating article in the New Republic comparing the U.S. and Sweden on attitudes toward vaccinations. So we got in touch with the writer Elizabeth Brunig.
In the United States, when we think about getting shots, when I think about my flu shot every year and whether or not I really want to go through getting the needle in the arm, I'm generally thinking about my own health. Do I want to get sick this year? Do I have time to take off from work? But it really appears to me that in Sweden, it's very common to think of vaccines as something that you do because you're going to be in contact with people who are vulnerable to illness. It's a way of protecting them and not just yourself. And I think that that emphasizes the degree to which Sweden and Scandinavian countries in general look for solutions that help me and you together as one, as a society, not just me versus you.
So a Swedish parent, generally speaking, they see vaccines as not just getting protection for their own child, but for like the entire group, the entire country?
Exactly. For children who are too young to be vaccinated yet, for people who are immunocompromised, like people going through chemotherapy or people with HIV and AIDS, and for the really elderly. And it's also the case that vaccines are not 100% efficacious, that for some people, they just don't quite take or they don't work as well as they should. But when large numbers of people are vaccinated en masse, you get a condition called herd immunity, where a pathogen just can't really penetrate a community because there aren't enough people who are passing it along because they're immune. And the Swedes view vaccines in that framework. It's something that we all do as a cohesive whole.
Right. And contrasting that attitude with the attitude in the United States, which you quote from a sociologist, Jennifer Reich, she kind of sums it up. Parents who opt out of vaccines, she says, come to their decisions by prioritizing the very virtues American culture readily recommends: freedom of choice, consumer primacy, individualism, self-determination.
I do see a definite contrast, but that's not to say that things aren't changing or that they can't change. In 2014, Eula Biss, a great essayist in the United States, published a book called On Immunity and Inoculation. And the view that she forwards of immunity and vaccination and inoculation as a new parent is very similar to the Swedish view. That it's something that we do where we all use our bodies sort of as human shields for people whose bodies just don't have the capacity to be vaccinated or to withstand these diseases.
Elizabeth Brunig, staff writer at The New Republic, thanks very much for telling us about this.
Thanks for having me on.